everybody. So this video is continuing the polish videos that I've been doing for game development, and this episode is all about emission materials. So this video is following up with the particles, polish and particles video, the polish video for render trails and particle effects, and now the third one will be emissive materials. So what are emissive materials? Well, they are materials that emit light, or the appearance of light. Emissive materials are just pictures, PNGs or JPEGs, that have a black and white image that the shader could then interpret as, okay, this part, this section of the picture will emit a full spectrum of light, while the other black portion is emitting no light. It's super easy in Unity. They actually have a section for it in their standard shader now. Almost any object that gives off light, you would want to add an emissive material to it. So objects like flashlights, lampposts, or some sort of bat beacon that would shine from a spotlight into the sky, hint, hint, you would want to have emissive materials on them. So I'll show it in Unity and how you can create them with free tools that you can use, Paint or GIMP, Blender. There are a bunch of tools out there to kind of make it very easy for you to create these cool polished objects in your game that you can utilize to kind of take it to the next level. So it's going to be a real quick video, and let's get started. Okay, so we're back in Unity. This is the same project that I used for the particles video and the trail rendering video. So as you can see, there are only two models, a cube, a monkey head, or three models, a cube, a monkey head, and a spotlight, which I created. And both of these have emission materials on them. It's hard to see with this directional light on, so I'm just gonna turn that off really quickly. And you can see the effects now of the emission materials on both of those objects. Even though there are no lights in my scene, it still looks as if the eye of the monkey and the Batman logo are glowing, even though there's nothing to make it glow other than just a simple material that I put on them. And so these materials are called emission materials. If we go to Suzanne, and underneath her you see this simple shader. It is the default shader in Unity, and it only has a emission material and a color that I have picked for it. This is the same for the spotlight. So go to spotlight, go to cylinder one. It's just the Batman logo with an emission material, and it's glowing this white yellow color. So how did I make those? Well, emission materials are simply just images. They're black and white images with or an alpha image that you can create in any program. You can even create it in Paint. So now I'm gonna show you how I did it. So I'm gonna open Photoshop. So inside Photoshop, you see this simple Batman PNG. This I got off of a royalty-free assets store. You can get it anywhere. So I'm gonna show you really quickly how I created the emission material. So Magic Select, the wand tool. Currently, this could be just fine. It's black and white material. You could use this image as it is. However, I like to create kind of like this glowy effect onto the black part. So it kind of, the light bleeds onto other parts of the object that you're creating. So although it's glowing, you'll see like this aura of light that bleeds onto the other parts of your game object or your model that doesn't necessarily have the emission material on it. So I'm going to click that and inverse select so I get all of this white part. And I'm going to then, after I've inverse selected, create a new layer. And then paint bucket. And now I'm just going to use the paint bucket and paint a white layer. So if I take away this background, you can see that it's simply just a white picture with no Batman logo. So now I'm going to create another layer and put it underneath. So then go to 000, it is, fill that part in. Oh, Control Z. Let me select the inverse again. Now fill that part in. Cool. So going back to layer one and double click and select outer glow. So outer glow creates this kind of glow effect as you see here. That way it can bleed onto your other parts of your material. So now you see this kind of white halo coming around the black part of the image. And you can adjust the outer glow. It can have a specific color if you want, like red. I don't want that because I want to be able to edit it in Unity. So if you leave it as white, you could then change the emission color to anything that you want within the game. I also can make it anti-aliased. And I want the spread to be a bit bigger. And the size is 20, should be good. Opacity a little bit more. Perfect. Actually, that's too much opacity. Let me make that a little softer. Yeah. So now we have this white glowing part that'll bleed onto the black part. So all we have to do now is save this as a PNG. So export as. There we go. And I'm just gonna export all. This will be my Batman 2 picture. I'm gonna save it to the materials folder. So now that I've done that, you'll see that this Batman 2 is loaded. And inside of my cylinder, let me delete that material. Or in fact, create a new object. So I'm just gonna create a quad. So it's this tiny little square. You can't really see it in the game because there's no lighting on it yet. And I'm going to create a new material. Batman logo 2. So I take this and I simply drag the PNG from the materials section into the emissions portion of the shader. So now you'll see that this BL2 has the Batman logo on it. It's very shiny, and I'm just going to place it on top of the quad. And that's it. Now it's glowing in the scene. Yay, we did it. So I did that the same way with the cylinder and the screen. And as you can see, it's glowing. If I were to take it and change this to red or blue, green. So in Unity, we can change the colors now to whatever we want. So if you want kind of like a disco night scene, you can actually change it within the game so it can be animated instead of setting the color in Photoshop or a 3D program, and that way you won't be able to change it later. So I like to just keep it white, and so I can choose whatever color I want. So I hope you enjoyed this quick video about emissive materials and how to add them to your own game. This is just an intro, so you can keep on adding emissions to different types of materials and seeing how the cool effects kind of take your game to that next level. Happy coding. Bye.